Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 102. Today is Saturday, January 27th, 2018. I am your host, Lita, and joining me over there is my co-host, Stone.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good evening. Hi. Yes.
Yes. Hi. Yes.
How are you?
And we have the chat room. And we have someone else.
Yes.
With us.
And? Yep.
Over.
Hello.
Hi.
There she is. Hey, Rogue Slayer.
Hey, how's everybody today?
Good. How's the weather at your place?
It's been really cold, and then it would be not cold. It would rain, and then it would get cold, and it would snow, and it would snow. And I got a new bike just before this all started. But today... Yep. It's been just above freezing for a couple of days, so the snow melted, and today it got to 50, and it wasn't raining, and I went out for a ride on my new bike, and it was awesome.
Wow. Ooh, very nice.
Yep.
Okay. Sounds pretty cool. It sounds really energetic.
Well, it's an electric bike. So ooh. I pedal, but when I face, like, I live at the top of a half-mile long hill, and when I get to the steep parts, I just... put the little throttle and it goes. Bzzz. I made it up the hill for the first time in 10 years. It was awesome.
I love it. That's really good.
My old lady bike.
It's like the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
You can pedal when you need to and then change it over to yep. letting it sing.
Mm, yep. And I kept pedaling too, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
I just don't think I was Supergirl. You
know? Nice. Oh, that's good. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for coming and having a chat with us again. We're excited to see what you've been up to. So what have you been up to?
I've been doing a lot of different stuff. I did start a tune called Iron Skins. She's naked. She's still alive, so that's good. And then nice. I have one called Iron Base, I think I called her. But anyway, she's just using the gear she got at the beginning. So she's not naked. She has like her shorts on, you know.
Yeah.
And she's doing okay. But okay. You know, I've been sort of trying to rotate through all of my tunes and have some sort of sense to it. So I have, of course, my spreadsheet, and I bold them when I've played them for a while, and then I go to the next one and on and everything. And that was cool. But then, you know, rotating the tunes, and then this whole change happened. The 735. So I took your cautions to heart, and I spent, you know, a half a day going onto all my tunes and taking off all their gear, and then going on to the next one and taking off all their gear. Mm-hmm. Most of them are still naked because I haven't been back in. But I will say, in the, what was it, 5 days before the contest started, I had no deaths. So I managed to survive. Actually, I hadn't had any deaths this year since January 1st until the contest started, but we'll get to that later. So that's what I've been doing. I've just been sort of going along. And, you know, I think my first tunes that I played when I came back after the patch was up and everything were my Bloodthirsties. And I will concur with some recent podcast comments that, you know, Bloodthirsty is doing pretty awesome in 735. You know, I was already playing them at, you know, fighting things near their level anyway. I did have a couple of nasty run-ins over in Hillsbred Foothills, because of course it's where I went first, because I'm like, I want to see if these rares scale. They do. It's like your favorite shirt that you never outgrow, or at least till you're 60. You know, so I just went back. But, you know, that the gnolls that are over on that farm out sort of near East Point. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, they're always It's always a little touch and go there, and it was really touch and go. I lived, so that was the good news, but man, I had to do some fancy footwork and running, and as a hunter, so I had to sacrifice my pet and do some disengaging and feign deaths, but I think I was like hanging on by the skin of my teeth. But she was okay. So that's generally what I've been doing overall since the last time I talked with you guys.
Okay. So how many challenge tunes are you running at the moment?
Let's see. I have 24, 21. Really? Yep.
21. Nice. Awesome. Okay. So since the patch, there has been changes. Obviously, Bloodthirsty is working a bit better. Have you played around with the pacifist?
I haven't dared go on my pacifist yet.
Right.
I've done bloodies and irons. The irons, it was definitely a challenge. You know, it's just... Things that were okay before because they could have been green. It's just like we're never going to see green again for the rest of our lives, I don't think.
Oh, yeah. Gray. No. Oh, gray. Never gray.
Oh, my God. I mean, I suppose if you were 70 and you went back into, you know, old world, by that point, gray. Those only scale to 60, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so that might be. If I ever get one higher up, maybe I'll go to a starting zone and see if they're gray.
Yeah,
that would be about it.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see some green mobs if you're level 70 and go into an old world zone, because the rares will go up to 62, and those will be technically green, but not worth your time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the quests, no.
Yeah. But it is kind of fun. I do find that I'm still doing my zones in mostly the normal order I would do them. I'm just sort of lingering longer.
Yeah.
In the early areas.
Yeah.
I did take a tune over to where did I take her? Over Western Plaguelands. And she was higher than I think she normally would have been there. Or maybe she was a little lower than she normally would have been there. But, you know, I was like, it doesn't matter if I wait. They're always going to be my level as long as you hit that entry point, you know. So that was kind of fun doing that. But I am taking a little more caution with things that have given me trouble in the past. I'm maybe skipping them or being really, really careful.
Yeah.
But like I say, I had no deaths in those 5 days, and I was playing quite a bit. Yeah.
So, okay.
But I'm playing round and round.
It's all learning. We're all learning a new way of playing, so to speak. This is all new, and doing this on challenge tunes is definitely a challenge. Like it really is, which is good. And you've got to, I know I found I've got to rewire my brain with how I look at leveling an iron to what I used to do to how I'm doing it now. I suppose both of you find the same kind of thing. Did you find that you got to rewire yourself to be like, okay, I can, you know, I need to look at this. I need to look at this. I can go here. I don't need to follow the path that I had.
Yep.
Because I now need to find a new path because the path's totally different.
Yeah. Yeah. I played a little bit of my Bloodthirsty, but then I started a new tune. I'm like, I just want to start from scratch and just see what happens. And I think I got up to, she's up to about 20 now.
Okay.
Yeah. But I definitely have to take things fresh. Yeah. What is she called? Oh, she's called Extra Iron.
Nice.
She's an undead hunter.
Good. Good. All right. So you've been focusing obviously on the contest, but of course you're, you know, playing your Bloodthirsties and all your different tunes, because we know, you know, spreadsheet, again, a spreadsheet person. Spreadsheets are awesome. But before I get into finding out about how the contest tunes and how your week's been, I want to know, like, we're at 7.3.5's just dropped. We know end of expansion is coming. Mm-hmm. We've got new expansion is on the way. But for you, bucket list, is there anything that you really want to achieve before that expansion hits?
You know, I have made these statements before about, you know, I want to get to this level for this and this level for this, but I'm sort of taking a new approach to life, and I'm just taking what comes. And my goal is to just keep playing and do the best I can and see if I can push things a little farther every time and have fun. I guess maybe my goal is to make fewer silly mistakes. You know, like jumping off my mount before I've actually landed on the building and falling to my death. That kind of thing. I'd like to avoid that.
Never done that. Ever. Maybe a few times.
But so, yeah, I think it's just to try to approach it calmly and just see how things go.
Yeah. No, that within itself is a good goal. Because I think we can all learn a little bit about trying to do that. Yes, absolutely. All right. So what advice? I mean, we always like to ask our veterans, our Iron Champions, everyone as to, you know, what do you tell someone who's just wanting to give these challenges a go? Or even reminding us that have been playing for a while, what do you say?
I am going to echo what one of your recent guests said this thing, and I was like, huh, really? And it's about the nameplates. He said, make the nameplate big, go into your interface, and I'm like, I didn't know I could do that. And I actually had the nameplates off unless I was in combat with them. So this week I turned my nameplates big and I turned them on for everybody, and that makes a huge difference. That's pretty awesome. I had some things happen before I did that. I haven't had any of those things happen since I did that. I can see them when they're all off in the distance. So that's my big advice, is to steal somebody else's and just say, make your nameplates big and make sure they're all on. And it took a little getting used to. I felt like I was like kind of in a Dr. Seuss book or kindergarten or something with these big words all over. But, you know, it's okay, and it really helps for these challenges, because I think I'm cutting down my chances of stumbling into packs of angry mobs.
Yes.
Pretty sure that was Margarethon last week.
Yes, I think it was.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. No, that's exactly right, which is awesome. There's a lot of times that I have it on, and you get used to playing with, you know, seeing the name tiles up there, and you do, you just, but when you're trying to sneak up on something or you're just unsure, you know, is there a mob behind that big rock over there?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's the big nameplate guy. Hey, I'm
hello.
Yeah.
I was over in Eversong Woods. You have to go up on the spire. And you know, I've met untimely deaths in there, you know, many times, and it was just great. I could see where all, and I could see the nameplate, but I couldn't actually see the mob below it because I had myself zoomed way out on the view, but I could see, I knew there was something there, even though when I was telling myself, gosh, you know, if you didn't have those nameplates on and large, you wouldn't have known there were four mobs over there.
Yeah.
And I would have run right into them. So thanks, Marg.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Marg.
It's awesome tip. That really is. So excellent. All right. Well, how's the two? So no deaths up until 5 days ago.
Yes.
What happened 5 days ago?
Okay. So I was waiting and I was waiting. And of course, I spaced out, and all of a sudden it was like, it's 8:30 on Saturday. The contest started an hour and a half ago. Oh, my gosh. So I went ready. Okay. Breathe. I was reading all the rules. All right. So I went in. And I made myself a gnome priest. Priest. Okay. Nice. I named her Free Iron.
Uh-huh.
And I pretty in short order was having flashbacks to my very, very first Iron Man experience, where I killed one gnome mage after another. It is I killed Free Iron Off at level 4.
Wow.
It, yeah, I was in the freaking the caves in the Nomaragon area, you know, the very starting zone. And you have to go over and see the guys in Kitman and go into the cave and blast it up. I at the very before I even got down the ramp towards where the explosives are, I was up at the top of the ramp and they kept coming at me from this way and I couldn't get and I was dead. So I started another one. Another gnome priest. That was my first my first death of the year of the new year. I don't think that was bad. That was on the 20th. I killed her off like that night. But I went 20 days with no deaths, and I've been playing. So Free Iron 2, also a gnome priest. I got her up to level 19. And I had her, I went over to Kalimdor, and I was running around Tel Drassel, and I was, you know, doing the Dolinar area. And I was up where you have to go, way up towards the top, and you had there's the harpies up there, and I was actually fighting something else, and then I unfortunately backed into some harpies. And of course, I didn't have the freaking nameplates on, and I wasn't zoomed out as has been advised since then, and because I did some binging of the podcast, I've been a little backed up. Well, I backed into the harpies, and they just blah 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 and squealed at me, and I was dead. So, never one to give up. Free Iron 3 gnome priest. She was doing pretty good. She had at level 20, she had a narrow victory over Sharp Sneer. Sharp Sneer is a bad bleep now. This Sharp Sneer is the guy over in Lochmodan, and he's in the back of the cave where you have to see the tunnel rats guys, and he throws fire at you. Yeah, he's a nasty little cuss now, but I got him and I won, and then I breathed a little bit and trotted off to go to the Forest Rider Lodge. Well, I was fighting Ashmane over there, and I did the same thing. I backed into I think it was Margathon also might have said that he was fighting Ashmane and didn't know why he aggroed this bear and another fox. The same with me. I wasn't using any AoE stuff, but I'm fighting Ashmane. All of a sudden, this bear and this fox, other fox, are attacking me. But I took them down, man, with my squishy little priest. And I decided at that point to skip the rare that's over in the Twilight Camp. You know, you have to go kill them. You have to go defeat their big device.
Whatever name it is. Yep.
Yeah, she's hiding out. I was like, I'm good. Thanks. Moving on. So I took Free Iron over to Westfall after she finished up Lochmodan. Went over to Westfall, and she's level 24, and she was fighting a young flesh ripper just on her way to get from the Fulbro's pumpkin farm over to the cave to go take some candles. And a young flesh ripper started fighting her, and something weird was happening. It seemed like maybe I was DCing, like my spells weren't doing anything. So I was like, I just started hitting power word shield and you know, just healing myself while running back to Fulbro's. And finally, the connection sorted. And of course, the red screen is flashing. So I'm like, oh, it's healing some more. So I'm really glad that I did that, just like blind healing and everything, because I healed up and I was safe. Okay.
Right.
So I continued on. And then so I went over to Saladin's farm. You know, you have all the get me some okra and get me some wings and get me this and get me that. Okay, fine. So then I get my harvester and I'm over there slashing and hacking with the other harvesters in my renegade harvester. And then I finished and I just, you know, ran the harvester back to Saladin's like I always do. And I'm just running, and, you know, she's slashing a little bit. I'm not sure if I ever always slash, but, you know, I aggroed a couple of those pigs and a harvester. And then my renegade harvester, you know, died because I can't take it off that far off. And they took me down. I got taken down by a pack of gore tusks and harvesters. It was like the sharks and the jets banded together and ganged up on me and took me down at level 25.
Damn.
So That was three deaths. No deaths up until the 20th. Three deaths over the course of 4 days. So I decided to take another tack. So I started up Free Your Iron. Free Your Mind, Free Your Iron. A Blood Elf Warlock.
Okay.
So yes. I took her. Now she's the one is getting the benefit of the big nameplates and the staying zoomed out. And she's just being really, really careful. And you might hear I'm talking about her in the present tense because she's alive. I took her through Eversong Woods. And then I took her, I took her up to Ghostlands, but I didn't, I just sort of checked in. You know, but yep. then I moved off, and then I went all through Tirith's Fall Glades. At 19, I had my choice: am I gonna help Lillian go work out her daddy issues? Because you know I've death by daddy issues in the past, but I decided to do it. I'm like, no, she's bad; she can do it. And yep. I was really careful, and we took on, you know, one at a time. And it was just a little bit before the podcast. I got her out of that. We finished it. I hearthed right back home. And that's what I did last time when they took me down. I didn't get out of there fast enough. And everybody respawned, and my little buddy was gone. She went off to do her thing, you know. So I got out of there, and I went off to Silver Pine Forest, listened to Lady Sylvanas, you know, mouthing off to Cromash, I guess it is. And hit level 20, turned in the quest, hit level 20.
Nice.
Went back to Blaine and came on here.
Yay!
So, yeah, so she's level 20. And boy, I'll tell you, the contest list, there's a lot of skulls. There's a lot more skulls than usual on that list.
Well, we'll get into that. But I think it's a little bit deceptive, but we'll talk about that when we get to the.
Yeah, it's just so funny. After I updated her to 20, I looked at the 20s, and the list of 20s goes on and on and on with a lot of skulls in there.
Yeah.
I think we're all having fun. We're getting knocked back down and getting right back up and diving in.
Mm-hmm. That is true. So, I mean, the main thing is you've obviously come over to the dark side from the priesty, you know, the priestess, and come over to warlock. So, you know, how
can I say? Let me see what my warlocks. I have a level 35 dwarf warlock iron tune.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. I think I've got a 35 as well that I haven't touched for a while. I'm a like, yeah. Yeah, we'll have to get back to her. Awesome.
I am enjoying it, but it is kind of funny when I go back onto a new tune and they're like stark naked and I have to like, what? Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, we're good.
Yeah. And it's just like checking. You're like, hang on, I better run my mouse over. Did anything change? No, everything's good. Yep. Okay, it's fine. Yep.
Good to
go. Put your clothes back on. Let's go.
Except for my one that actually is playing naked, so.
Yeah,
I just have to remind myself to stop. Don't take any of the clothes from your drops. You know,
yeah. Exactly. All right. Well, it sounds like you've had a lot of fun, and obviously commiserations for those that you've lost, but you're still in there, giving it a go. So good luck with the warlock. It's still squishy. Sorry, but they're still squishy.
Yeah, you know, I just because I hit 20, I just got my voidy, and I went over and killed a couple of, you know, wargs and that Krieg that's up there, or Creel who's up floating around, and I swear the imp was doing better than the voidy is doing. Mm-hmm. It's I'm like, what is this? Does something weird happen?
Very squishy. Yes,
it's been squishy from before too. It's just it's not as good of a tanky pet as like a hunter pet would be.
Yeah, awesome. I hadn't noticed it as strongly, I guess, as this time. I was like, hey. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. But, you know, it's one of those things. They all go through changes. So we will see. But good luck. I've got my fingers crossed.
Thank
for you.
Thank you. Good. We shall all persevere.
Yes. Yes. And we still got, you know, it's now technically we are less than a week left of the contest. So
yes.
Let's see how we go. It's been an interesting week so far. Stone! How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Right.
Next.
I'm fine.
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 I've been able to play the contest tune because mm-hmm. I don't want to lose by default. So I got to do it, right? I was able to play it twice live. And
okay.
I said I wasn't going to play it without streaming it, so I've only been able to stream it twice. Between needing a break from stuff and then only streaming certain things. So I've streamed it twice. We got to level 12 the first day, and honestly, things didn't feel that bad. Yeah, things were dying slower, but it wasn't too bad. But again, I'm on a priest, right? So you can shield yourself and all that. So, And the second session, we got up to level 21. It wasn't too bad either.
Well,
so it was, we completed Dunmorog and Loch Modan.
Mm-hmm. I love how I've just finished bearing my soul about how I've killed off all these priests. And you're like, well, you know, I play the priest so I can put up a shield. It's fine.
I mean, that's why I picked them. That's why I picked priests. Bless you. I don't know if you can hear that. My wife is sneezing. So she's so good looking. That's a Seinfeld reference if you didn't know. So, it was just I haven't been on any of my other irons or anything. Like I did go on to just put gear back on, but that was like last week. So I think I just checked mail and auctioned some more stuff off that came back, but that was about it. If I'm going to do iron right now, it's going to be contest, and we're going to see how far that goes. And that's been about it. It's been a week. It's been a week.
21's all right. It's okay.
Yeah. 21. I'm completely happy with 21 and not dying.
That's very good.
So, Lita, how is your contest tune?
Oh, contest, schmontest. It's fantastic. Oh. What was I going to do? I was going to roll an undead warlock to start off with. I figured I would go with what I know the best. And even though they're squishy as everything, I thought, no, you know, come on, we can do it. And it was interesting because the leveling path that I normally would go for Horde, again, you smash that, there is no leveling path. Like trying to figure it out with all this new stuff.
Well,
it was like, what do I do? Like, you know, I'm questing in Tirisfal, which I love, you know, go on to Silverpint, which I love, you know, zones that I just utterly love. Went into Hillsbrad at level 15. 15! You're like, I was like tiptoeing up to, you know, like
on the wall.
Hello, can I come in? And it was crazy because you go in there and you're killing stuff. You're down doing the Murlocs. You're doing the Alliance guards that are in the web thing. Yeah, and you're like going, I'm level 15. Like, I shouldn't be down this. But I was, and you know, so I kind of jumped around. I did all of Sludge Farm. Mm-hmm. Which that was really, really interesting because I was a little bit trepidatious about doing that. And
did
I remember
all the way through to kill. Did you kill the head guy at the end? Because he's taken me out more than once.
Yes. Now really? I did. Now I had remembered, I think it was, I can't remember who had mentioned, but they said to go and stand up the top when you get to the final fight. And so I did that. And of course it all evaded. Awesome. I was like, so I jumped down and it reset, like it went evade, and I'm just going, ah. And so I jumped down, it reset, everything disappeared, and I'm standing there going, everything's coming back. Like, or have I completely bugged it? So I jumped down to the bottom. I put my back against the door. So basically, or just off the door, that when I get flung back, I'm going to get flung inside, right? Oh. So I had this method of, well, I'm down, I'm right there, you know, Magister, whatever his name is right there.
Inside.
And he's going to flung me. And if I go back, I'm not going to go anywhere because I'm going straight into, and hopefully shouldn't take any damage. So no problem. No problem when I did that.
Good.
So, Lita,
I won't be trying that on my contest tomb, but I'll try it again later sometime.
I
didn't have a problem.
You were saying that you're not really sure where to go and all that stuff, but I kind of have a theory in that when you level up, I kind of feel like you shouldn't follow the next zone path. You should only be leveling up in the old low zones. So
yes,
Ghostlands.
Yeah, but I could,
you know,
do,
get those low ones done because those will scale. So they should be geared. They should be set up in a way for noobs, right? And so it should be easier for us to level up in later zones might have more packs of stuff. I mean, I think Duskwood would be an exception too, but
I don't know. I haven't got that high yet, but I haven't decided to go Duskwood. Not a fan. I got from Sludge Farm, went down to ruins of, you know, South Shore, started doing that. The orc decides to take me over to the island and I'm like, hells no, nah. Like, I went over there, I completed the quest. He says, here, go kill some more things. And I'm looking at the mobs and there's just red bars. Everything's really tight. I'm like, yeah, nah, hearth back. So I decided that it would probably be safer for me to go over to Ogrimmar. So I went over to, and I thought, oh, let me go down to Durotar. Because, of course, fly paths is now an issue.
Mm-hmm.
You have the toys.
That ticked me off, too.
Are still an issue. So I ran all the way down to Razor Hill. I was able to get some quests. So I'm level 19 running around Durotar, which was utterly bizarre as well. Because you're like, everything should be gray or green, like, and everything's yellow. And I went into the cave to do the burning quest. Okay. So say, I can't remember what my health was, but say my health was 500. All right. My hit points is 500. I go in the cave. They are the same level as me. And they are like sitting at two and a half to three times my health. And I'm like,
oi.
Okay. And I took it very, very, very gently. I tell you, I got through it, but I was a little bit like, whoa, is the health pool supposed to be that big? And anyway, I eventually dinged 20 in there, which was, again, dinging 20 and I'm in Durotar. It just, you know, the mind's like going,
yeah,
this is what, right? But I'm like, I made a level 20 on my warlock. I got a 40 squishy.
Really squishy.
So I went into northern Barrens and I did a couple of things, but there was some quests I was like, yeah, I'm not, you know, I've come across stuff and I'm like, I'm not touching that quest with a 10-foot pole. Like, seriously, that's just no good. So I decided I'd come back to Northern Barrens. I thought, let's go to Azura. Would be kind to me. So I go to the back, you know, rear of Ogrimmar, and I'm like, yes, go, you know, go get the stags, go get this. Now, can I just say, what should have ticked me off first, the very first thing that I should have gone, Leader, what have you got to kill? What have you had issues with in the past that
I know exactly where you're going.
And I was like, no, she'll be right. So off I go. I'm like, and I'm just about completed that set of quests from the rear. And I'm like, I really should go over. I've now got that quest to go over to, you know, and talk to the goblin over in this other area. No, I'll just finish this one. I'll just finish this. So I pulled a stag. Then the stealth mode comes out. Not one, but two. And because I'm doing some AOE weirdness or voidies deciding, oh, I want to hit everything that's around me, another stag got pulled, and then one of those robot-y mechano things.
Oh, no.
Level 22. Dead.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You dead. And stags just don't get along.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. There was part of me in my mind.
Stag!
Yeah. It's like, walk away. Yeah. It should have been walk away later, walk away. Just those go do that up quest. Yeah. So it was a little bit, I was like sitting at the, like literally looking, going, really? Really?
Really? Come on.
And I couldn't even bring myself to come back and like kill the stag. I just was like, picked my body up, went back in, like, you know, took myself into Ogrimmar, just going, the stag killed me.
Dragging your backpack behind you. Dragging your the expanded backpack, I hope.
And I was just like, I think I just vended the stuff because it's like, right, well, she's dead. I'm just going to vend her a gear because that way when I look at tunes, a lot of times I can go, yep, I know I need to delete her, and I'll just walk away. Ooh. And I literally was like, I can't. And then within about 30 minutes, I'm like, right, I'm making a new tune.
We're ready to go.
So take two. Iron leader, I made myself a human priest. So I have gone the priest route. And at the moment, being that she's alliance, again, I feel a bit disjointed, but I've been doing what you said, Stone. I've been trying to stick with, you know, like the starting zone areas, other than, well, she's in Lochmoden now. Because, you know, it's like home. It's like home for leader.
Place.
And she's level 18. So she's not doing too bad. She's okay. I feel actually way more stronger on the priest than I do on the warlock, which really, really, really upsets me. But
and it's funny, yeah. I've had the exact opposite.
Crazy. It's just crazy. I, you know, and then I hop on my big warlock and I'm like, I'm gonna kill everything. Take off like 50
die.
Yeah, so it's quite funny.
When you were saying how you're taking everything slow, that's why I know that we have the option to play warrior in this contest, and I'm like keeping my warriors can come later. I just when I play the warrior, I think you talk about this later too, you get into that like killing zen thing, you know, because you have to charge, and then you have to, you know, get there fast enough to get your yes. healing up and everything, and I think that wouldn't go well with the level of care we have to take right now.
Yeah. Well, I had actually rolled myself I think I'd made the gnome warrior. That was like, I was like, I'm going to do warrior. And then I sat there and I was like, hang on, just go and have a look at the contest rules again. And I'm looking at the contest rules and it's like default spec. And I'm like, what's default spec? Is fury? No, arms. Which one for the warrior? Not prot. Anyway, no, whatever arms. It is, I know
arms.
It's not prot.
It's arms.
And I literally was like, get ready to log in. And I'm like, it's not prot. It's not prot. I delete. Okay, what? Go with. Yeah. I was literally with the warrior just going, I'm going to do a warrior. I'm going to smash everything. And I was like, yeah, I'm not sure. I'm good with my bloodthirsty on being prop, but so I was like, you know what? Let's go with something else. So yeah, I ended up with the human priest. So We'll see. But I didn't give very much love to my Bloodthirsties this week. I've only really played one because I just... What I wanted to do was I just wanted to go and kill stuff. You know, sometimes you just got to not think about questing and I just want to go kill stuff. So, quite often. And I... Just in game, not in real life. So... I took my Night Elf Hunter.
Can't wait to meet you at BlizzCon.
And she was level 25. So I got her to 26, which was good. Again, you know, I might have a really good zone and I just find my little grindy spot. And if I pick up some rares, awesome. If not, it's okay. Just go round and round. And there's, when you've got a really good zone that you can have, you know, so many areas that you can do sort of 30 minutes, do a couple of rounds over here, and then you go, okay, well, how about I come over to this area now and, you know, go around and grind stuff in that? Because doing an hour or two in one spot can sometimes be, you just want to change it up as much as it's, you get into the zone of it. You want to kind of change it just a little bit. So I moved her around, but anyway, I got her to 26. So at the moment, to hit level 26 in kills, she has done 1,149 kills.
Oof.
Which is interesting. It will be, and again, I've got my spreadsheet with all my Bloodthirsties that I keep a track on all their kills. It will be interesting to see because I didn't get a lot of time, especially on my warrior to, because now that she's, 63, 64, that's going to be hours of, you know, sitting down and going through, which is fine, but contest is on.
Contest is on. Everything else can wait.
So, yeah, Bloodthirsties are like, you know, and again, they I log in and they're like, hey, where? And I'm like, yeah, you gotta wait, guys. Here. Just gotta wait. Yeah. It's like, I'll get back to you. Hey, just think about those rested XP, guys. Just think about it.
You should anyway. Put some clothes on your tunes, though. Unless you're going naked on purpose. But if you've taken off your gear, you should.
There's a couple, I'll get to them. I think, no, actually, all the Bloodthirsties have got their clothes back on. There's a couple of irons I haven't touched for a while.
I just worry about the rare equipping. Like, it hasn't happened for a while, but I kind of feel like it could still happen. And that usually happens when you don't have anything equipped, so
yeah. Anyway, I'll go have a look. I've just been trying to focus on the contest, but it's just been very, very interesting, the leveling process. So we will see. But yes, that's been my fun time. So
that's been quite a week.
It's been interesting. Yes. Okay. All right.
I'm gonna
have we
bring in our person,
got some...
our friend.
We've got surprise. See that?
So we're gonna change up stuff a little bit. And
yeah.
I think he's here. There he is. Hey, man.
There he is.
G'day. G'day, g'day.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
How are you?
Oh, not bad for an old bloke.
Excellent. Excellent. How's your tune doing?
Oh, I killed my shaman this morning at 29.
Oh.
But I'm not unhappy because I hated it. It was so slow.
Oh, well, there's nothing.
Well, I lost... I haven't rolled anything yet. Lost my priest to a DC. And I tried to run through a few mobs, and I just got me this morning.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to – I've started a Bloodthirsty and another Hunter, so I'll just have a play with that at the moment.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Nice. You've all been waiting, I know, with bated breath.
Exactly. We are waiting. Okay. Hit us with it, Azzy. What have you got?
Okay. The first computer dates back to Adam and Eve. It was an Apple with limited memory. Just one bite, and then everything crashed. Gold. Gold.
As always, we do appreciate that you're on. And
sometimes I wonder.
Oh, chat room. Yeah, well, they're
some
all,
people in the chat know, room are like doing the lulls.
I think I'll take that as a compliment. All right. All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Thanks,
bye, Azzy.
Awesome.
Look. Oh, my goodness. Oh, all righty.
Let's see if this works. There we go. Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Azzy.
Thanks, Azzy. Good Lord. So I read it beforehand and I was like, I read it into my head. I was reading it differently and I was like, yeah, that wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. And then he delivered it and I was like, oh man. Oh boy. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Bumper.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Yes. Okay. So.
Nice.
Even though she's right here. Well, we're still using the bumper. Okay.
That's okay.
Battle for Azeroth beta data mining. This is not alpha. This is beta data mining, just to be clear. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There has been a beta build accidentally released earlier that got quickly pulled back. That was an alpha, even though it said it was beta. This is a beta. It's not been open to everybody, but it's a beta. It's coming soon. Soon.
Mm-hmm.
It is not on the PTR yet, but it is coming sooner than a lot of people think. Like, a lot of people are saying, like BlizzCon. No. It's coming earlier, 100%. Like, a lot earlier. If you want to sign up for beta testing, I would go into Battle.net right now, go into your beta settings, and make sure that it is checked on for World of Warcraft beta testing. And I would then log in every day because they should send you an email, but sometimes the emails are slow. And just see if you have the option to download the new beta client. That's all. So I'm going to, I'm not going to go into anything else. Okay. So, cause we need to, can't just, I could go on about this forever, but I can't. So Death Knights and allied races in Battle for Azeroth. Okay. So we pretty much know that the level cap is going to 120, right? Well, we do know that, right? Because they did say it was going to 120. So the question is, are Death Knights allowed on our main list? Because right now we do not have them on the main list. We do not have Demon Hunters on our main list. The thought is that they now are less than halfway to cap. So should they be on our main list? Because Lysan leveled up his Death Knight. Delissa last week. And when we announced a new person this week, he was like, well, no, that person's 30. And we were saying, no, he's 20. This new person is 29 because we don't consider the Death Knight to be on the main list. So we're only talking about those main list tunes. But with the Battle for Azeroth stuff, should it be on the main list? I mean, I would say Death Knights, no, 100%. Because it's like right up there. The other thing is that allied races are only level 20, but it's still 20 levels that you skip, right? We do allow a heirloom mount from level 1 to 20. So should they be allowed on our main list? My initial gut reaction for allied races was yes. My initial gut reaction for Death Knights is no. That doesn't mean that's how it's going to be. Allied races, I'd also, it's in, like, one thing I didn't think about the new races is that they might start off with all green gear. And maybe what we could potentially do then is that, say, all classes and races that start with all greens not including the Worgen, because I know some Worgen classes, there's three of them, have a green tabard. The other ones don't.
I don't know why. That.
Yeah, it's Rogue, Warrior, and I don't know what the other one is. It's those two and one more. They have a green tabard. Don't know why the other ones don't. So they wouldn't be included in this list, but, you know, it's an option that we could say, well, any race and class that start with all greens, you know how, hey, if you create that tune, you have to take off all of your greens. What we could potentially do is have a different list with just those folks. I would like to hear feedback. My one ask is be tactful. If you want a real discussion, if you're going to be a jerk, I'll read it and that's going to be it. I'll be like, thank you. That's it. So we don't know if allied races will have all level, will have all green gear. We don't know yet because nobody's been able to get into a beta build and tell us. Right. So no, what do you think? You know, should allied races still be allowed even if they start off all with green gear, right? You know, I kind of feel like allied races at level 20, I kind of feel like Blizzard's going to give them green gear. I just, you know, I think they're going to get given that base green gear, which on my side is problematic, which is why I'd want to put them onto a different list and not consider them true irons as far as everybody else was concerned that starts at level one without green gear. So so if you have an opinion on it, please let me know. Please, for the love of everything Cherry Coke, be tactful, please. Another Iron Teams issue fixed. So accented characters, right? So you know how like the I could have accents over them and A, E, I, O, you know, all that stuff, right? you know, so SQL, which is where we deal with stuff and hold everything, there's a bug that they've had since 2009 where... When you go do a search, and it won't matter if it's a, I'm not going to get into like the right down into it, but overall they treat the characters exactly the same. So you could have an I with an accent, an I without, or an I with two dots over it. Is that the umlaut? I think. Anyways, so, and they treat them exactly the same. There's a way around it, and I've applied that. So Sir Thomas is a streamer in France. poor guy. He's actually been helping me with a lot of the EU side of bugs and stuff. So he found this one for us, and thankfully we were able to fix it fairly quick. I think we fixed the loss to Nether bug where people... And teams are just, you're not here anymore. And they get shifted over to the other side. And everybody's like, what do you mean? Yeah, oh, my guys are still there. And it's like, I know. It's, you know, it's. So I think there's another issue right now where people cannot import or people cannot see the characters that they have on their account to import them into our website. And I think there's one thing I think is at play here is that we're using an old token to kind of log in for you. And I think if you log out and log back in right now, it will work. I need to look at that, but I'm also going to be digging into it later tonight or tomorrow in the morning just to see if it's a bigger problem that applies to more than one person. But overall, I mean, if you're leveling up, don't go past 20. Do not go past 20, please. And I'm trying to get it on it as quick as I can without going insane. Okay. Contest status. Okay. So the previous contest, I mean, I think we were going based off of the previous themed contest, which I think the record was 86. When I looked back, we actually held our very first contest, had like 250 something, but still, still. This contest, the number of entrants has completely blown any other contest that we've had out of the water. We're over 600 something. It's insane. It's crazy, crazy. Yes. Honestly, it's perfect storm, right? It's patch 735 came out, which had the leveling changes that everyone's like, ooh, let's give this a go, but try it Iron Man style. We also had Twitch streamers, some very popular streamers that our website was able to handle, which is great. But the traffic went like through the roof. So combined with that and end of expansion, Marg was telling me that he was going around in Twitch chats and basically selling it up, right? Which is awesome. So when you take all that, we got a, you know, perfect a perfect storm. So that's, yeah. I mean, I honestly don't see us doing that again, like getting to that amount. But I'm still looking forward to some potential new things that we might do in the future. So the other thing is that contests, you know, like we do want to have them at regular times. It's just we have to try to have some foresight into what's coming, working off of no information. And just so that we don't run a contest like when the expansion drops or something, just like when like really weird stuff. Okay, so like for instance, if we had started this contest the week before, that would have been a disaster, right? Because you would have had 1 week of everybody leveling the old way, and then this week of everybody leveling the new way. Yeah. That's not good, right? Absolutely. Yeah. So. I mean, so we got to like pace ourselves, and we need to make sure that we're making the right call at the right time. So, I am 100% certain that we'll do more. I'm sure. It's just need to make sure that we're doing it at the right time.
Yes.
The other, I think, comment that I want to make, Marg was saying that the percentage of deaths has actually been lower for this contest than it has been for other contests. We were at like 62% or something like that, compared to the average was 71%. It looks like there's more deaths because there have been more deaths, because there's the number of deaths are higher because we have more people in it. But the ratio is actually lower, which is cool because it means people are leveling smarter, leveling safer, and taking care, not just going ham, right? So, yeah. And I can say ham because it's not technically not swearing. I'm just saying ham, like bacon, pig. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna go over our top 10. We have Nihai is at level 48, Cianth is at 46, Metal Milo is 45, Tiny Puppet is 44, Pwn QT is 44, Aetherbound is 43, No Talents is 41, man, I'm gonna butcher this name, sorry, and I think they're in the chat room too. I'm gonna say Kayun, or it could be Quinn, but I don't think it's Quinn. It's Q-Y-U-N-E, okay? They're at level 38. One, two, three. Let's do, okay. And then we have Gnomelock at 37 and Thelani at level 36. We've got some fairly high-level deaths. We had Brittle Sneak die at 43. Panster died at 42. Too Frosty at 39. Awayan Lock at 38. it's crossed out. So Kunick at 37. I would say because the level, like normally we say, you know, if you die on like the Friday beforehand, I think you're, you know, the odds of you being able to level back up. That's me. It's Kayun rhymes with moon. Yeah. So I was right the first time, maybe. Kayun. So I would say that if you were at like level, sorry, if you died and re-rolled, but it was like Friday, like the day before, there is no way you would make it that high enough to hope that like the first place person dies. With the leveling speed changes, I think that's been pushed back. I think I would say honestly Wednesday. If you're dying past Wednesday, unless you have like your whole day to spend, I would say you're done. But until then, if you've got time to put in, then do it, because things have happened before.
And I mean, all you need is like
something
to happen, and
I'm not ill, wishing anybody ill, 48. But it's happened. So
48 in a week, like wow, like considering the new changes with the leveling, how much slower it is. Yeah, you know, I'm like wow, that's fantastic. So well done. All right. Okay.
Okay. So done.
Spiel excellent. Over. All right. Well, good luck, obviously, to everyone who's taking part in the contest. And we will see what happens this time next week, which exciting. All right. Let us go on to the state of the challenges, though, for this week. Oh, people have not necessarily been playing the contest tune.
It's okay.
All right. So, irons, let's have a look. Kill Me Now hit 65. Lucy Lynn hit 66. Melancholia died at 68. Even Star died at 68. Dara Pyle hit 71. Iron Morco hit 75. Discord Iron died at 102. Never Died War hit 107. Marg Hope hit 107. And exciting, Tiny Issa hit 110.
Woohoo! Nice.
The first max level character for Issa, so congratulations, Issa.
Yay!
And again, our 29th max level character in Legion, that's from the normal list. So Tiny Issa, yay! Well done, Issa.
Good job.
Alrighty.
Let's look at Bloods. All right, Bloods. We have Blood Thief 28, Bloody Mary 34, Iron Grinder 55, Killstuff Frog 65, 5 Maddie 70, Marg Blood 75, 5 Twist 82, Tire Iron 87, Red Flagged with 2 rare slots equipped. Stone, I think you might have something to say about this.
So I kind of wonder if this is like a Blizzard thing. So isn't Tire Iron 5 and 5 irons in the chat? So 5, if you can comment on it, can you let me know if it's like real or if it's like Blizzard gave you weapons? Because I think if you were a monk back in the day, they gave you 2 one-handed weapons.
Yes.
And they were both blues, right? So anyways,
Alrighty, moving on. Genetics 87 and Bloody Boss 88.
Ooh, well done, nice. Boss. Awesome. All right. Well done. Okay. And five hasn't responded yet. Okay.
That's okay.
So let's do our pacifist. So we've got Mob Passy hit 45. Laurel Lee hit 45.
Whoops.
Go ahead. So, go ahead.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on. It's a Russian name.
Yep.
It's a Russian name.
It's a Russian name. Google Translate. And I forgot to translate it. Okay? Sorry. Okay. Translate from Russian. All right. Okay, five, the English six, name seven, is illogical.
Oh, what an awesome name. Oh, I like it. Nice. All right.
Okay,
well, so they hit 46, so that's kind of cool. All right. And Wobbin hit 48. Peacenicker hit 54. Five Open Palm hit 72. Sneaky Buzz. Look at Sneaky Buzz over there. Buzz has got two this week. Is 82. Five Curmudgeon hit 91. Never Died PCI hit 92. Oh, Snuffle Tips. I love the name. Hit 108.
Wow.
Done. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, well done, everyone. Illogical. What a great name for a tune.
Yeah.
For a challenge tune. Hmm. Interesting.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so Five Iron was saying that's his character, but he's a banker now. He died in November. Like, well, no. I don't know.
Okay.
Then, I don't know.
Weird. The API's been a bit weird.
No. That's not API. No. That's me.
What?
So this list, I basically take a snapshot right now, and then next week I'll compare what we're at compared to that. So
okay.
Somewhere along the line, maybe I'm just not caring about deaths for one of the reports, which is okay. Okay. Good to know.
Okay.
See, this is how we fix all the stupid bugs. They're still on the site.
Stupid bugs.
Okay.
Bughead.
Tins. We have Ferrite Claw is level 40. Balandis is level 40. Iron Grimmy is 43. Iron Man. Just nice. Making sure is 45. Thor Gus is level 60. Iron Sylvanas, yes, is 61. Ooh, nice. Sansa Stark is level 78. I am not a Sansa Stark fan until pretty much the end of this past season of Game of Thrones. Then I was like, yes, I won't spoil it, but I've hated her until she did something really, really good, and it was really good.
Really okay. Awesome.
Yes. Oh, I loved it because it was such a shocker, too. Iron Tewin is level 92. Discord Tin is level 101. And Emily is 103.
Nice.
Congratulations, everybody. Okay. So last week, I think Ash was saying, hey, why don't we have a teams list? I don't know. I 100% we can't do it now because there's too many bugs, right? And I don't want to report false things. I mean we'll get bugs every once in a while now, and that's fine, but they're fairly rare. With teams, there's just still too much stuff going on where people can't list themselves, where we were having teams lost when they're not lost. So, you know, I think we'll add teams to our report when I am confident that the data being compared against is good. 'Cause we're not technically officially doing teams. I just open it up so people can play around with it. So eventually we'll do it. Okay. What do I do? Okay, I do this one first. Yeah, I will tell you, I can use this. Really. Good. Poor Rogue Slayer, before we went live, Rogue Slayer was like, whoa, like what's going on still? I'm like, oh my goodness, because.
And later was like,
yeah. Yeah, that's just stone. Yeah. All right. But this is a time where we kind of, you know, settle it down, calm down. Calm down, Stone. It's going to be okay. All right. All right. Okay. So now, Lita, remember, you got to get right up into the mic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I still need to play the thing, and I will. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Question time with Lita and Stone.
Rogue Slayer, can you take the first one, please?
Why, yes, I can. First up is an email from Eli. Hey, Stone. Not mine. I just forwarded this. Use if you choose. Did you hear about the Italian chef that died? He passed away. We can only do so much. He just ran out of time. Sending all of my prayers to the family. His wife is really upset. Cheese still not over it. You never sausage a tragic thing. Long live Bob. Eli.
Now, thanks for that, Eli. I mean, we've had that pun before about the chef, but not the full cannoli, thyme, olive, cheese, sausage. Thank you for that.
That was awesome. I love it. Done. All right. Let's go on to one from Five Iron. And he says, an infrequent question for ya. If I delete a challenger that hasn't died or flagged, then it goes to the HD list as not found.
That's honored dead.
If I later decide to undelete the challenger, can I add it as a new character as if a new tune with same name? Interesting question. I have no freaking clue. Stone?
I have a little bit of a clue.
Just a tiny clue.
Yes, when you undelete your challenger, it will be added to the website as a new character. Yeah. Sorry. Wait. No, actually.
We're waiting.
If you delete the challenger and it's put on the honored dead list because it's lost, if you undelete it, it will no longer be lost. So it will be added as if it was back in the day. Unless you re-rolled with the same name, so you have a different level 10 timestamp, because we look at that too.
Mm-hmm.
So undelete, make sure you do it before you recreate.
Okay.
I'm still confused.
Okay. From Coffee Fiends. Oh, Lita, this must be a friend of yours. Would it be possible in the future to have an add-on to track in-game your progress of the Iron Man challenges? It would be nice if it could contain the lists of rules as well as once you broke the rule. It would highlight what you did wrong. Well, this is a slippery slope. While I'm not opposed to having an add-on to tell you that you broke a rule, the final say would be the website, but I would think that people making something like this would probably make this thing do other things like not let you use health potions, not let you equip green gear. This is a mental thing, and it's part of the challenge. Mm-hmm. So, no.
Human error is part of it.
A very large part at times.
Yes. More than often.
All right. Also, from Eli CTR. Can hunters change pet spec? I'll go on a limb and say yes. Stone, am I right?
Yes.
Yay! Let the quiet pigeons loose.
Okay. Now, from Alminia, the question is, what does Destroyer Bob's color smell like? Stone?
It sounds like a personal question.
It smells like his defeated enemies.
Excellent. Okay.
From Innkeeper in our Twitch chat. Will there be any rules changes after patch 735? Like allowing green gear? No.
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 Okay. Thank you.
I think I did better this week.
Alminia says he didn't actually think you would read that.
Well, Alminia, Bob's collar. Do you not does, stone? Yeah, I'll read anything, man. Oh, we missed one.
What?
Oh, I missed what? One. Well, no, no. Azzy says it like all the time. So Azzy was like, oh, can we change back? Yes, Azzy. Oh. So.
Yes, except contest. No, no for contest.
Oh, that's right.
Yes,
you no cannot change specs for the contest. Yep. Yep. No, Azzy, I saw it. And then I was like, no, I'm not going to put it in there. And then I was like, oh, maybe we'll. No, no. No. Okay. I don't think that there's any other questions. You know, it if you restored your character and the level 10 timestamp was the same, then it's going to be under the old rules and not the new rules, because that's where we kind of base stuff off of, is when was the character made? When did it hit level 10? Right. So, you know, if it hit level 10 past a rule change, then it applies to new rules. So if you were to undelete a character, but not like re-roll it, then, you know, hey, here's a great question from Guru42. Why is the koala drinking? Listen, this koala has problems. I can only do so much. I had a hard time keeping up with her at BlizzCon the last 2 years. Insane. It's more than being a lush. It's being just party time all the time.
It's I do being recall in the Vegas. Koala waking up in a potted palm.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Koala is YOLO. Yeah. okay, so thank you. So I want to say thank you first to our mods in Discord and Twitch, Austin Trousers, Nisi Stir, Zortz, and I'd also like to say welcome to Boz as our new mod. We gave her a hammer this week and a sword. So thank
and
you, Boz,
shield, I hope.
And good luck, Boz. So
we don't give them shields. We just throw them. into it. Go forth and slay.
Go nuts. So also thank you to our folks that were with us live. We are I'm gonna be basing my thank yous off of who I can see in Twitch chat with the bot. So if I miss you, sorry, I blame the bot. I blame Streamlabs chatbot specifically. So thank you to Boz, Lita, Nisi, me. That's cool. I'm in the chat. Coolidge, Captain Doby, Dublow 12, Dread Pirate Rami. That's pretty cool. LB, okay, Froggy. I know him as LB. Grant, Grand Negus, Guru 42, Illy, CTR, Innkeeper, Iron Azzy, Cashbringer. Just, you know, so I can say something different than Cash Me Outside. I did say Iron Azzy. Mad Libs, Melissa, 522, Mrs. Rock Guru, Kayun, yes, Slick Slater, Spoony the Bard, Super Zaff, Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber, Olmini, I have to say his whole name because it's funny, Olminia, Virgo Praz, and... WoW, Five Iron, Zaya QC, and Zeptimus. Zaya, I would also like to point out, Zaya has been answering quite a few questions in the forums, too. So thank you very much for that, because that's definitely helpful. Okay, so we have a new Iron Elite this week. LB, thank you very, 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 very much for joining us as Iron Elite. Very, thank you very much. Appreciated, LB. Froggy, too, in our chat right now. And if I had the list, I would just go right into it. But these people help us support the site with the monies one way or another. So thank you very much for your help. Is Asylum, Awesome Trousers, Bart H, Boz, Broxamar, Bivil 77, Denny, LB, Fair, Five Iron, Frazzly, Sparkspan from the Frazzlecast, Grand Negus from Control at WoW, Illy, CTR, Calamoon, Cashbringer. I want to do it so bad. I want to say it. I'll just make the motion. An Anonymous Koala. Margathon Never Died. Nisi, Sir Thomas. You can also find him on Twitch as well. There's a link on our supporter site. Summerlin, Stir, Swingcat, who is Furtin, who is from Azeroth Coast to Coast, Tuli Bardeen, Olminia, and Zaya. Thank you all very, very much. For sure it helps. No squirreling. Okay. Our next show will be, I only do it so they laugh at my puns. Hold on. What's a koala's favorite drink? Coca Koala. Okay. Our next show is Saturday, February the 3rd, 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time, Sunday, February the 4th, 10 a.m. Lita time, 12 a.m. GMT on Sunday morning / Saturday night. And that's 1 a.m. Central European time. We'll be joined by LeGrayson.
Yeah.
He's playing his iron in first person. Just as something different for him to do. So, that'll be interesting to hear how he went with him. Rogue Slayer, thank you for dealing with my crap.
Thank you for having me on once again. Always a blast.
Always fun. So good to catch up with you too. And good luck, obviously, with the Warlock, and commiserations on the tunes that you've lost. But we hope you have a really good week for 1 week to go with the contest. Yes. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
You can find me at RogueSlayer1 on Twitter and Instagram. Boom.
Excellent.
Boom.
Excellent. All right. Now, don't forget where you can find the, find all of the WOW Challenge information that's on the website, which is wowchallenges.com. You can contact the show by email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com, as well as you can tweet us on the tweeters, which is @WOWChallenges. Don't forget we have a Discord server, which is discord.wowchallenges.com. Come and say hi and chat away. We have a Facebook page, facebook.com/wowchallenges, and you can check out the show, which is at youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That is the number one. All right. Remember, come catch us live every week at twitch.tv/wowchallenges. Now, you can find me. I am on Twitter @LitaWow. As well as do a couple of other things, which is Behind the Avatar, which will be back hopefully later today or tomorrow, and Adventures in Azeroth that I do with that one. Did I get it right?
Yes.
That way? I think yes. So. Okay. Stone, where can we find you?
While I'm not groaning to this latest pun, if a bear equips a green, will it be disqualified? Horrible. You can find me on Twitter @STONEGRASP, because grasping your stone grasp, you know, that kind of thing. As well as Adventures in Azeroth that I do with, I'm going to get it wrong. That one over there, right? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I'm pointing at the window. Yeah, you're at my window.
Yeah.
You're at my window. What are you doing at my window, Lita? Hey.
Just hanging out.
Creepy stuff, koala.
Yes, exactly. All right. Now, before we wrap up the final bit of the show, once again, just want to say thank you, Rogue Slayer, for coming and hanging out with us again. Thank you, chat room, for being here and enjoying the shenanigans, for the questions and all of that good stuff. And of course, good luck everyone with your challenge tunes this week. So to finish off, we just have a couple of big thank yous that we like to give out. First one goes to Mark Honan for our awesome intro. You can find Mark Honan at Mark Honan WoW and check him out on Torrin Think Tank with Jules. But not only that, we also want to give a big shout out to Epic Insanity for our awesome, awesome outro. So you can find him at epic_insanity, and he is part of the Frozen Nerds crew and Epic Questions. Other than that, have a great week, everyone. Thank you.
Bye. Awesome week.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.